All right, guys, before today's episode, just a quick reminder that we are on Patreon. For as little as £3 a month, you can sign up and get access to an extra episode every 2 weeks, plus bonus content from all our previous live shows and first dibs for tickets for upcoming live stand-up and podcast shows.
Yes, we've got many hours of content over there for you to dive into and enjoy.
Loads of stuff.
30 hours, I want to say.
Something roughly. Like that, and then not including the live shows as well on top of that. It's a place to go where it's generally it'll be the three of us just shooting the shit, shooting the breeze without the guests. And the plan is to have some more bonus content from the public episodes going up there pretty soon as well.
Yeah, it's a good laugh over there. It's loose, it's fun, it's flirty, and you'll get loads of bonus content and be able to sleep easy knowing you're supporting the podcast, helping us book great guests and keep it all ticking over.
Exactly.
We appreciate every one of you who has so far.
We do very much so. And thanks a lot for everybody who has signed up to the Patreon. Hopefully we'll see some more of you there pretty soon. And aside for that, enjoy today's episode.
Enjoy.
Welcome to the Some Laugh Podcast.
It could be like, oh, that was some laugh, or there was just some laugh.
Well, no promising all laugh.
No, there's going to be some.
It's some laugh. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, yeah.
It's great to have you here. You've been in Glasgow for a couple of nights doing your show. How long's the show at the moment?
Wow, that's it's a pretty personal question straight out of the gate. How long is my show? Uh-huh. It depends. You do two halves. I didn't know any of this stuff going in. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything.
The bar need a break.
Yeah.
So
you've got to get up there, and then you've got to have this interval, and then you've got to go back out there. It's a long time.
You're not got an opener, no?
My opener is this guy Knuckle. Yeah.
Knuckle?
Yeah.
What's his act like? What's he doing?
Well, that's the problem. He's supposed to be the opening act, but sometimes he never goes. I just never even get to go on sometimes. He just keeps going. Mm. And I'm terrified of him. So sometimes he'll do 3 hours, and then I'm like, bring me on. I'm giving him the line. Knuckle, come on. And he's just, yeah. And he has had a hard life, but it's not. What he does isn't. It's not comedy.
No.
Yeah. No.
How's his life been hard?
The guy's got a checkered past. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, what's he done?
He's just, he drinks out of a thermometer. He's fucked up, dude. He's not a good guy. He's not decent.
No.
For me, I would say that he's probably, he sounds like more of a middle act, so it could be somewhat of a knuckle sandwich. Come on!
That's exciting.
That's good stuff. Not getting me on tape laughing at that.
That's good stuff.
I know we weren't going to discuss anything, but your glasses are upside down, Stephen. It's very funny.
It's a bit that I do.
Is it?
Discovered on holiday that if you wear your glasses upside down, people will talk to you.
Mm. And we were going to talk to you anyway.
And they'll
what? Where did you go on a holiday? It's an insect sanctuary.
Lots of crickets love this.
You do look like it, yeah.
No, I was in Portugal, and people just think it's the funniest thing ever when they're drunk.
Sometimes. Really? That's the big thing in Portugal?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you two are there.
It's good stuff.
Wow.
It is good stuff. It's
more like a bug eye thing going on.
This is good stuff, man.
What about that insect that only lives for one day?
What one's that?
You know that fly that only lives for one day?
Mayfly?
It's crazy.
Is it a mayfly?
You got to do more than a day.
Yeah. So much to cram in.
You can't do Prague in a day. Spend the week soaking the culture.
What's your favourite animal, Sam?
Wow. I read an interview with Rowan Atkinson where he goes, at the start, he said, I'm not going to answer any personal questions. And then every question, they were like, oh, what did your parents think of your comedy? He goes, that's a bit personal. And then later on, they were like, what kind of music do you listen to? He goes, that is really, too personal. He just didn't answer any questions. Favorite animal? I mean, it changes up, doesn't it? Oh, at the moment, what am I into? I really...
On the spot here. I've never seen you flail like this.
I mean, this is rough. This is great. Well, if I say the wrong thing, a lot of animals will be disappointed. They'll be listening to this. Oh, please let it be me. A couple of fennec foxes. Oh, it's got to be me in there. I'm really into sort of ones that you just don't know how... Like certain salamanders that can be incredible sizes.
Yeah.
Big salamanders.
Mm. Yeah. I did see one in Japan, and when they fed it, it would eat a steak. It was insane.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How big are we talking?
Bigger than whatever you're thinking now, double it. Yeah,
like
it was
this?
Huge. Yeah, but they're sort of prehistoric and very slimy.
No.
What's Rowan Atkinson?
Rowan Atkinson's favourite animal.
I was thinking he was going to get asked that question, and then that was the been the one he would have answered.
Oh, right. I mean, yeah, who could tell with that guy? what would his favourite animal be?
What about if we only ask you personal questions about Rowan Atkinson? How would you feel about that?
Wow. I mean, the guy doesn't like discussing his personal life, but I'm game.
Do you think his mum and dad liked him when he was growing up?
I reckon he would have been really polite.
Yeah. Doing slapstick as a wee boy.
Yeah, funny stuff. He's a funny, I mean, yeah, I'm not the first person to say it. Funny looking guy. Checking him out. I even like his little animated version, little animated bean.
Yeah, I really like the animated bean.
Yeah,
I like that. Bobblehead. Bean was good.
Oh, Bean's
100%. I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah.
Bean was good.
What's your take on Johnny English, but
love it.
I liked it
at the time, but I bet it doesn't hold up.
I seen a thing, it was like, you know, you see these.
I don't think people should make fun of spies.
No,
I think
no.
It's a serious business.
Well, it's funny you say that because I seen this thing and it was like there was some poll on Instagram, you know, one of these meme accounts, and they'd done like the top five spies, and number two was Johnny English.
No,
that seems high.
He's the second best spy
after James Bond.
Who's a parody three, three, of? Five.
I don't know. Tom
Jason
Cruise.
So,
I'm struggling to name more, frankly.
I think that was the problem. Yeah. That nobody really knew who the spies were. Well, spies by their definition. Are secretive.
The best ones we don't know about.
Do you remember there was an American one that Steve Carell did? It was like Johnny English.
Yeah, with
that's Get Smart.
Yeah.
Uses his shoe as a phone. Yeah. He'd be in the top five, please, Mark. Please let him in there.
We'll redo the poll.
I heard they get a lot of spies. They enlist sort of people from who work in cafes.
Really?
Yeah. I heard this recently. Baristas, yeah, because they're good at talking to people. They're friendly. They're great at getting tips. I'm serious. That is true. These baristas, that's where they recruit from. Yeah. Cafes.
That's cool.
I've heard that they only let people come to them. Like, so anyone who gets enlisted in the CIA, MI6 or whatever, come to them. Because I heard a story about a guy who was a window cleaner on the Russian whatever embassy. And he went to the CIA or MI6 or whatever it was and said, if you have got some sort of listening device that I can put on the window as I'm cleaning it.
Right.
So he offered himself up, and then he was poisoned in Salisbury. And then, no.
Wow, so you've got to approach them. They're not out there.
That's crazy.
Surely they would be the opposite, you would think.
Yeah. Well, then I guess they need to. Well, yeah, because I suppose then people could use subterfuge. Because if you're going, why are you coming to me? Maybe
subterfuge. Is that an Iron Brew flavour? What is that? Subterfuge.
I don't know. I suppose if someone goes to them, they could think, well, maybe they've been sent by the Russians.
Yeah, exactly. The Russians are sending people all the time.
Yeah.
But I've heard. it's a crazy. Last time I was in Glasgow, I was opening for this. Do you know this guy, Conor O'Malley?
Uh-huh.
And he told me that, what's his name? The director, big director. Christopher Nolan.
Yes.
He said his brother is a CIA operative and that Christopher Nolan is just totally undercover for the CIA and doesn't even care about the movies that much. Right. He's mainly into,
just one best picture there.
Yeah. And apparently
his other brother's a murderer.
His third brother was a hitman.
Wow, these crazy Nolans, family. What are they up to?
I know.
Yeah. And then the second one.
Yeah.
The second one's just another director. But the hitman has... code name was Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I know.
Well, there's the proof is in the pudding, hey? Gosh.
First name Barbie.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah, great flick.
What's your thoughts on Margot Robbie, a fellow Russian spy?
Is she a spy? Well, I mean, she can do a great American accent. But yeah, just too much of a public figure, I feel.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I think this is, it's Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Where is she from in Australia?
Sorry?
Where is she from in Australia?
I don't know. Sort of, you know.
We're only going to ask you questions about other people.
I'm trying to think where she's from. It could be Rockhampton. I really don't know. Yeah.
Can you tell by
the
accent?
Blue Mountains, maybe?
Can you tell by
accent? No, I think you can't clock people as quickly
right,
in Australia.
In Australia, eh?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
You can't. I'm from Queensland.
You just call
you cunt.
I'm from Queensland. You cunt. Sorry, don't cut that out. Bleep that. That's really inappropriate.
Although I would say that Glasgow's probably one of the places similar to Oz where that is used quite liberally. The cunt word.
Oh, the cunt. Yeah. Oh. Sorry, I would never say that word.
Rowan Atkinson's not coming out with that, I'm telling
no,
you.
No, no, he doesn't say much.
No. He mimes it.
Can't hear him through that turkey.
It's true, you go there. You're going to hell for that one there. That is really... What were we talking about? Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got a T at the end of her first name. She's got secrets.
Good silent.
Soft T, yeah.
The reason, Sam, that I'd said about your show length is because... Last August, you'd done a show that was 10 minutes long.
Oh, at the, yeah, the Bulletproof 10.
What was that like? Was it surreal to just go out to a whole show and then just do 10 and then come off and that was it?
It's one of these things where you, it's so funny when you come up with the idea, then when you have to do it, you're thinking, what, you know, this is no good. This is crazy. Because originally the idea, I was hoping, I was talking about it with my friend Ray, the idea was it was going to do, it was to do 10 minutes and everyone in the crowd gets a coffee, but it's a good coffee. Do you think that would be so good? I was like, a show, it's too, all the shows are too long, mm-hmm. but 10 minutes and a really like a properly good coffee. I just think that would be just so perfect. Mm. Like a good coffee. It's not, you know, they're not.
You didn't give coffee in the end, did you?
No, I couldn't sort out how to do that. We wanted to have like a bath full of, it was just hard.
Yeah. You think that would take longer than 10 minutes to serve everybody?
That's
coffee?
The problem. Yeah. Everyone's got complicated orders these days. Yeah.
Australians love their coffee. That's something I've noticed.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that? If that's not too personal a question.
Wow. Well, I think Margot Robbie is from Maroochydore, and I think we love coffee. I think just trying to do interesting stuff with those beans and just treating those beans respectfully. And,
is this still Atkinson you're talking about?
I respect him the most. It is a big coffee culture, and I think they invented the flat white, but don't quote me on that.
I'm going to use that in my next tour poster. Australians invented the flat white, Sam Campbell.
Shift a few tickets.
Yeah.
How did the Bulletproof 10 go?
It started rocky. found my feet around minute 3. Lost them completely. Got them again. It was a roller coaster.
How long did Knuckles do?
Yeah, Knuckle did a good 7 minutes. No, I had one guy, this guy called Mark Silcox, this horrible guy.
Yeah.
He came out to me, he's not a decent guy. He came out and he did a small piece and he like missed his cue and took forever to come out.
Fantastic.
And there was more problems than, it was nuts.
did you have any pushback when you arranged it originally? Were they like, you can't do this and you had to convince them round, or? Did they just think it was funny as well?
No, I think, my agent Chris, he's not a Zionist. He's been to like 5 meetings. Get out of it, would you? It's okay to go to the meeting. He liked the idea a lot. Yeah. He sort of helped set it all up. Yeah.
But you've done a lot of kind of those. So when I seen you at the Fringe last time, you were on at quarter past midnight at night.
Late at night.
Midnight
at
night.
And you instead of having a poster, you just had a picture of you and Steve that Bennett, the Chortle reviewer.
Which is still at Monkey Bar, I believe.
Steve's an old friend.
Where was that picture taken, by the way?
It was at an event. Yeah. It was, I can't remember, something, and because everyone's always like, oh, you shouldn't talk to that guy, the sheepdog shouldn't be spending time with the flock. But he's like a big reviewer guy, and I just thought it'd be funny to get a photo. And then you can see my friend Sam Taunton. Sam Taunton, he's in the background like glare.
He's like a meme for him.
Never tell that guy. That guy, he knows everyone's secrets. Do you know what his secret
Who's Sam,
is? Do you know Sam Taunton?
I know him, yeah.
Be careful of this guy. Yeah. Be really careful. I know his secret. What he does. You know, if someone tells me a secret, I'm like, wow, and my eyes go huge. He keeps them the same length and the same, he keeps his eyes the same. So, and then you tell him more because you're trying to excite him. Yeah. It's just like, oh, yeah. And then you're like, yeah. And then this happened and she did this and he did that and this is what's going on. And that's how he knows everyone's secrets. Mm. And one day he will put together a dossier.
Maybe he's button for MI6.
He could be.
Do you know what? I played golf with him at Glen Eagles, and that seems like the kind of thing a spy might do.
You what, sorry?
I've played golf with him.
Oh, you played
golf? Exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you tell him some stuff?
Yeah, probably flapping my gums around town.
Yeah.
He's be careful around that guy. Oh. He is a seriously.
He could be in this room right now.
He might be.
Pretty sure he's on telly in Australia, but.
Yeah, he gets a year. I shouldn't say that.
We can cut that out. I did listen to you on the Taskmaster podcast, and you said how much you get paid for that, and they had to bleep it out as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How much?
I don't know if we need to bleep it out of it.
Sorry?
How much?
I mean, I can only say what I got.
Yeah.
We'll be that, don't worry.
Yeah. No, you could keep it in. Bleep everything around it. Oh, yeah. Or do just a really soft bleep where it's like, oh, yeah, we heard it.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. It goes quick, though. You know, it's expensive over here and stuff. Like
that. Yeah. What'd you spend it on?
Yeah, all of it went to charity, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Beautiful alopecia people.
No outfits, no over-the-top outfits.
No, none of that. All straight to charity.
Yeah,
too, you know.
That's cool. Really kind
of but see in your shows, right? This is what I'm trying to conduct a series.
Is that a Fitbit or is it just a regular watch?
No, it's just the standard, the comedian standard
Casio.
Issue, Casio.
Oh, nice.
But do you ever get people that have just... I suppose the whole point of you doing that is that you're kind of, you know, you really need to know what you're coming to come if you're... You know, you're not really advertising your show. It's on late at night. So people will come, but you still get people that come and just are like, have no idea what the show is going to be and they don't know what the fuck it is. Do you ever have that type of experience with the audience?
Oh, all the time. People, they don't know what's going on. Uh-huh. Yeah, they just look at you like you're from another planet sort of thing. But you need a bit of that. You don't want people, you know, they can't keep their tongues in their mouths. Like, I love this. Is there anything worse, you know? You don't want sycophants. You want, yeah.
Because no. I think...
You want regular, hardworking, soul to the earth, taxpayers.
Because the idea of doing that type of thing where you just like, have a laugh with the poster and that stuff is great, but I would always be worried about like people not knowing it's on and all these type of things. Even your Instagram, it's just like McDonald's comedy or something like that, which I don't know if you're aware of that, which is the most ungoogable thing imaginable. I would imagine.
McDonald's is one of the biggest.
I imagine you're throwing SEO money at it to get up to the top.
What's that?
Search engine optimization. You know, you're at the top
what
of Google.
What is this? What? Oh, I don't know that.
If you Google McDonald's, it would mean if you paid them enough money, your Instagram would come up.
You can do that?
Yeah, I think you should do that as a bit.
I mean, maybe not with McDonald's, but...
Yeah, I don't think you could pay...
Wow, so you can buy clicks and stuff. I thought this whole world seemed... I reckon they cook the numbers. All these people all these people watch my reel, and then, you know.
Yeah, I think...
My friend says stupid games, stupid prizes. I don't know. I think they cook... Because they make up a lot of these numbers. People are like, I got 40,000 things for my impression of my grandma. You're like, I don't know. Really? 40 million or whatever. It's too many, I think. Yeah. It's like, a couple hundred, and then they just add a few zeros.
Yes.
Zuckerberg and the rest of his goons.
I think that's exactly what happens. But do you know that the... Because I thought it was interesting that you had...
Zuckerberg?
The McDonald's thing, right? Because you're obviously Sam Campbell. And the Campbells and McDonald's were two famously clashing clans in Scotland. Do you know about this?
Oh, I thought we might get into the clans. Oh, yeah. I'm a Protestant. No, I heard there was blood spilled and a few promises. They're like, you can have this, you can't do that, and nasty stuff. But I don't support I don't support much violence.
Just some.
What violence do you support?
Well, of course, a big headbutt and stuff like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Headbutt's a good one. A Glasgow kiss, they call that.
Have you been headbutted?
Not to my recollection, but then you wouldn't remember it, would you?
Have you ever, any of you guys?
I don't believe so.
As a friend.
A friendly butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But not like a violent altercation.
What do you mean?
Like my mate going out and doing that.
Sticking the heat in you.
Here's a question. And is that to practice for when you do have a violent one? So you do them with your friends and then so you're ready to do a really big one when finally it's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And he's pretty good on them.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I'm sure there's a science to it and I'm sure this has been covered, but I don't see how you can headbutt someone without it really hurting your own
head. Yourself. Yeah. It's a two-way street.
That's the problem. It's the only way to be a man, though.
An initiation ritual of sorts.
Have you been headbutted?
Oh, yeah, big time. And I've given them out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because people say, oh, you lose brain cells when someone gets you. And that's true. But what people don't know is you do. You gain them by headbutting other people. That is actually true.
It's a karmic balance.
Yeah, is. It's seriously transfer? Like that. That's Einstein was apparently always headbutting other mathematicians. And that's how he...
I think that is one of Newton's laws, to be fair.
Yeah, and these guys are geniuses.
Law of motion. Right.
Well,
that's true.
That's pretty.
That's why it's outlawed in the UFC. You can't do it in the UFC, a headbutt.
Right.
Maybe just because they don't want them to get smart enough to ask for better wages or something.
That's true.
Really, you're not allowed to headbutt?
No.
Well, I've got a new league where it's only headbutting. Yeah, that's it. You can't do anything else.
There is a power slap league, and they just slap. They're just allowed to slap each other.
Oh yeah, there's so many tournaments out there.
Yeah, have you seen the tag? The super tag.
Mm-hmm.
Tag.
That's competitive now.
Yeah. Wow, really? Yeah, like the extreme sport version of it.
Did you ever play this when you were wee? It's instead of tag, we'd play this game called Catch One, Catch 'Em All. And it basically, the idea was that once you caught someone, they were part of the sort
you've
of
enlisted them,
the hunting
yeah,
team
yeah. And they hunt.
Until you capture them
yeah,
all.
That's good, that.
And where would this take place? In an empty local to reference.
Just in the streets.
Was this on the Squinty Bridge? Watch a few episodes of Monica the Glen and go and see the Slab Boys.
Why?
Do you know that?
Yeah. John Bunn.
That was a headbutt off the fingers.
Did you get smarter?
Sorry?
Hmm?
I inherited some of Mark's knowledge.
Some of his secrets.
Yeah. What's your biggest secret?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing I can broadcast.
Yeah, you can't, can you? Never we can bleep it.
It'll be a soft beep, though.
Yeah. You've told a few secrets.
I've told a secret, yeah.
Really? Have you ever gotten in trouble for something you've said on this program?
Not to my knowledge.
Right.
But I just have said stuff that's embarrassed me.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. So just to yourself.
Yeah, basically.
Do you ever regret after you do a podcast? You're like, what was,
Yeah.
All the time.
More when I'm the guest, though, I feel, when I do other podcasts, because you're not as in control of where the conversation goes, and sometimes they take it in weird directions, or you don't get to finish your story or something.
Oh, that's the worst. You start telling one and then, oh my gosh. Yeah, there should be people who come and after people have done a podcast, when they calm down.
No.
Yeah.
Like a kind of warm down.
Yeah, because they have that, don't they, in other sort of arenas.
Sport.
Yeah, in sport, absolutely. Yeah, they don't just finish this. And that's what podcasting is like. It's as intense.
Is it elite level sport?
I really think it is.
Up there with the headbutt league.
It's all going to change. And comedians used to smoke and drink and stuff like that. In the future, because it's like people did that playing cricket. They'd be smoking a cigarette on the field. Mm. And then now they're like, I can't believe they did that back then. Soon podcasters will be seen as these elite athletes. And they're like, I can't believe these guys used to drink beer. But Krishna, I can't believe it. Soon, they'll be sort of these perfect people.
Yeah, they'll be looking at them the way that we look at George Best and stuff now. Going, I can't believe they threw it all away.
Do you like sport, Sam?
Sorry?
Do you like sport?
I like George Best. He used to live at the Barbican.
Don't they?
Where's the Barbican?
It's in London. It's like this. It's made of distressed concrete. I talk about the Barbican a lot, too much. But he used to live, and he'd always get lost and walk into other people's flats. And they'd be like, it's George Best.
It's just what he does.
Yeah,
like a cat.
Yeah.
You've been living in the UK for a bit now, Sam. How have you found it compared to Australia?
I want to die. No, it's good. It's all right. Yeah, it's good. It's a beautiful place. Yeah.
Do you miss the weather?
I miss the lifestyle and stuff like that.
Yeah. Aye.
Big sunbather.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've never thought of that. I've never thought of myself as a big sunbather, but absolutely.
Okay, sure.
Well, it's so sunny in Australia, you can't really sunbathe there. Certainly not during the hours of 12 and 3.
Yeah, the UV rays, you've just got to be so careful.
We went on a school holiday and the guy fell asleep on the beach for the whole day and died.
No, he didn't die,
but
what the hell?
He got sunstroke and he had to just stay in the room for the rest of the
week. Where was this? Not in Australia.
Costa del Sol.
You went on a school holiday to Costa del Sol?
Yeah.
What was it? An 18th of February?
I don't think this guy went to St. Anthony's. Is that what the place was called? What's your place?
It's now called St. Peter's.
St. Peter's, we went past his old school. Well, you were in the car.
I didn't go to that school. I went to Clydebank High.
Oh, beautiful.
He's a Protestant as well.
Are you? I am, incredible.
Were you about to say something? And then...
Sorry, I'm a bit busy.
That's what we do, it's a sign.
What was that?
It doesn't matter. I was going to say something there and then realised that it's a contentious issue.
What is that?
Protestants.
Oh, we're not getting into that. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the big guy. I'm not too sure. That's not where I go.
Sam, am I right in thinking you live with Mark Silcox?
No. That's sort of a, you know, I used to, yeah. But not so much anymore.
Yeah. What was he like to live with?
Do you know Mark Silcox? Can we have him flash on screen?
Yeah,
him
know boom, boom, boom,
put a photo of Mark up.
So he can sort of fly past.
How would you describe him?
No.
Oh, good. Talking to him's like being alone. he's all right. He's just a strange guy. I don't know how old he is. I don't know anything about him. His wife is writing a book and he doesn't know what it's about. I was like, what is her book about? He goes, yeah, I don't know. If my wife was writing a book, I'd know a lot about it.
Is it a bit, though?
Is it a book? A bit?
A bit. The whole, everything, his whole life.
Is feels his like, life a bit?
Yeah. Feels like his
whole
life.
That'd be a good gravestone. My life was a bit. Yeah. Just by the way.
Got you.
I don't know. He's always got these strange inventions and strange stuff. He's a great table tennis player.
I've seen him play table tennis.
Yeah, he is really good?
Is it?
He's nice at the paddle, but I do not love his attitude. He'll often, you know, when you do get it off the edge of the table, the kiss, don't celebrate that. And Mark loves smiling and rubbing his belly if he gets one of those.
You got to throw the hand up, apologize.
I think it
right,
is an apologize, but he's giggling and, you know,
Like if it just kind of creeps over the net, he's like.
He loves that, yeah. He's like, yeah.
I love it as well. Mm.
Yeah, there is sportsmanship though. You can't celebrate that kind of thing.
There's an etiquette, I think.
There is an etiquette, yeah.
It's a gentleman's game.
A lot of these activities and stuff you had to do on your own, Taskmaster. Sam, how did you find your experience on that? Did you find it difficult to perform all the tasks?
I'm just enjoying Mark trying to do an interview.
When people say, oh, that's a great question. That's a great question. I had sort of. I don't know. I didn't really know what was going on. So I thought I'd watched it, but you think, yeah, I hadn't. I'd just seen a few clips.
Aye.
Like, there were times when they were like, you've got to bring in a prize. I was like, what the fuck? What, there's a prize? There's a lot of elements to it you can find out about, but I hadn't done enough research.
Yeah, you just watched the clips.
But yeah, I liked being in that house and. You go ordering all the food and you get to choose what food the whole crew gets.
So this is quite a powerful position to be on.
It's too much pressure.
You don't stay there, do you?
You don't stay there. No. They drive you home. They have those cars.
It's like people say, but I'm a celebrity. Like, they don't actually sleep in the jungle. They just go to a hotel next
day. Is that what they do?
This is a conspiracy theory people have got.
There's so much artifice in this industry.
You like the royal family?
Yeah. The word addiction comes to mind. I just can't get enough of these guys. They're so nice, yeah.
Have you stayed with them before?
I have a few times, yeah. As sort of a special guest, yeah.
Yeah.
In their beautiful palace.
Yeah.
Yeah. They bring me on as one of the... You know, they always interview like a royal advisor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a royal advisor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you must know a lot about them.
Anything... I'm all ears. I'm going to make you all ears. You're about to grow many ears because I'm going to tell you whatever you want to know. Get ready to.
Okay. I've got a couple of questions.
Okay.
Lizards?
Yes, they have many pet lizards and look after them very well.
Those are the ones that are eating steak.
No, they're not. They are human. They're not from the middle of the earth and they've come up here. That's not true.
That's cool. how many rooms in the house?
How many rooms in the palace? And this is not something you could look up, so a thousand. Yeah.
That's not far off, by the way. I did a pub quiz once and that was the answer. Mm-hmm. It was like 900 odd or something.
Well, yeah, I did round up, so yeah.
My father's house has many rooms.
Any other questions?
I want to let Mark ask him about Taskmaster. There'll be loads of Taskmaster fans listening be like, fuck me.
The one thing I did hear is that you done stand-up at the Taskmaster rap party.
Oh, yeah.
Did a corporate.
What was the thinking behind doing that?
I saw a mic and I had to go. It was at that place, 21 Soho, we're in a lot of trouble. They're not paying people.
That's what I see now,
Nasty.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. There's some creepy stuff in this industry.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
It's fickle and it's sick. It's nasty.
There's no real examples, though, I think, of an entertainer whose life has been ruined by showbiz, really.
The pressures of showbiz.
I can't think of any. No. Just looking around the room right now. No, I can't. No. None spring to mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, has it taken a toll on you guys at all? You know, that life, being on the mic, being on the road. Oh, my gosh.
I don't like, but I think the road is difficult to maintain a steady sort of schedule and all that. It's hard to live a normal life because you're always, every week's different, isn't it?
Yeah. Travelling.
Travel lodge.
What do you got, Tim, you're on the road? What have you been doing in Glasgow?
Just saying stuff.
In Glasgow? Well, I've only been here for a bit. I'm staying at the Ibis.
Nice.
Lovely part of town. Yeah.
There is a construction site, and so it's tough during the that sound of metal on metal. It's not so good.
Yeah, I'm trying to drive. I tried to pick you up, but I couldn't get down the street.
There was a lorry reversing into a lane, and it's holding up the whole street.
Sorry about that. The sound. You're just like, oh, the clanging of metal. We need construction companies that pride themselves on discretion.
Well, we actually, when we were staying at the Fringe last year, the place...
Do you know what I mean? They wrap every brick in a serviette. They're like, shh, people might be sleeping.
Really, it was like the opposite of Jenga, really.
Yeah, really nice guy. And not wearing those fluoro outfits. It's unbecoming. We want pastels. You know? They're like, really. And they don't yell out at women. They write them beautiful letters. And they never even send them. They just write them and keep them in the wooden chest.
Considerate construction, I believe that is called.
Considerate construction, is that real?
Yeah, that's what the guys next to our place
we're not,
at the
we're
Fringe
not
did.
Practicing as far as I
but
could
no,
hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were waiting up with drills and shit every single day, weren't we? But
yeah.
I didn't see them shouting at any women, to be fair. So maybe
that's something.
It's pretty considerate.
It is nice. Yeah. Sometimes it takes everything just not to yell something out. Hey, am I right, fellas? Excuse me.
Do you like catcalling?
Sorry?
Do you like catcalling?
Do I like catcalling? No. As someone who's been sort of the victim of it, I really don't think it's people yell stuff out to me.
What have you had?
They say, I want to cover you in soy sauce and take you to the black market, sell you on the fish market.
the black market of...
People say they want to tie me up, treat me like a piñata. People do, they yell stuff out to me.
Is this on stage or off stage?
This is just walking around, people, that's not people yell stuff. Even at the library where people are not supposed to yell, people will call out to me like, hey, I want to, you know, fuck you, stupid. And, you know, dress you up as a Gilgamesh and
How does that affect your mental health?
I love it. No, it's not okay. You should never talk to anyone. I mean, you should talk to people, but you need to be very careful, you know.
Yeah, that you don't say stuff like that.
Yeah, people need to have their light on to be... Do you know what I mean? People need to be so respectful.
What, like one of those fish that have got the lights?
Potentially like those, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's like this, you're allowed to yell at me and call stuff out to me.
Like one of those singles nights, if you're wearing a green sticker, then you can shout whatever you want.
Yeah. Because every now and again you go, oh, I wouldn't mind being shouted out. But it's very once in a blue moon.
Yeah. Mm. And that's it. If it started happening, you would soon realise it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah.
And then if you've got like an amber sticker, it's like, maybe I'm in the mood if it's the right person.
Depends what it is. Depends. Case by case.
Case by case basis.
Judge it by the face at that point, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard you say that you go to the British Library every day. Is that true?
Where do you get your research there? What is this, an episode of Hot Ones? Oh, who we got here? Shag, married, and annoyed. Listen here. Oh, my God. You know, you come down here. I do go there a fair bit, yes, it is true, yes. And so do a lot of people. Although their database did get hacked into.
Does it?
Yeah, the internet was sort of down for a long time because some hackers, and apparently they did it just to say they could.
Mm. What was your alibi in all this?
I've never hacked any, no, I'm on the right side of history. I was there just playing, you know, Club Penguin for 5 hours. And then, it all got hacked. It all went down. I was mining for ore on my RuneScape, and then it all just fell apart. Do you go, where do you work? I've been in your house. I've been roaming around. You've got a lot of affirmations and stuff.
I do.
You do. It's nice. It is nice. You've got stuff like this. Seinfeld said this. And it's
cool. Yeah. I can't even remember what I had on my, what I've got in my room. But, because you know that way, you put stuff up and then it's there so long you forget it's even there.
I think it was a Seinfeld quote.
No, it would have been a Seinfeld.
It was, who are these people? these washing detergents, they can get out blood. Who's got blood? What are these blood people?
It's called the positive affirmations.
Yeah. No, it's hard to, where you got to, you want a good, you, what you put in is what comes out. You know, I'm very, try to have very good influences. You got to go to the British Library.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who are your influences comedically, Sam, would you say?
My comedic influences, mm-hmm. Oh gosh, all the big ones. So yeah, I mean, we mentioned him, animated Mr. Bean, huge for me. I do. Who else do I like? Oh gosh, I'm trying to think who I've been really interested in. Yeah, certain butlers. I like the butler mentality. Yeah, I think butlers.
Like
are pretty
that guy
funny.
That's Diana's butler. What's his name? Mm,
but Paul Burrell.
Well, you would
Paul
know Burrell, because know
him, right? he's an old friend.
I knew he was on a Celebrity.
Was he?
Yeah. Mm.
Wow. Mm. Probably good preparation.
Probably the butler at the fucking hotel, is that?
Yes. Mm. Your insect is ready. Do you know the beep test? Did you ever do that at school?
We called it the bleep test.
Yeah. Bleep test. Do you really?
Yeah. We had an extra L.
And
that's not the only letter we had in from Australian products.
Oh my God.
You've been sitting on a bit of observation.
He's been Stephen, baby, I've never seen your side of you. Oh my God, he's kind of revved up.
We say Weetabix and you say Weetbix.
Yeah, how about that? The A is just been added in there.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's shocking.
It's a good bit.
Wow, I mean, yeah, it's outrageous.
What were you going to say about the beep test? We've done that thing where you start
and they're
a story.
Different shapes as well.
Yeah.
The Weetbix has, they've got... I'm really sorry, but we are getting into the weeds here. This is serious. Weetbix has got like a corner like that, and Weetabix is rounded.
Round.
Yeah.
And also it's, I would dare say, drier in Australia.
I don't know how you can get dry.
You take
if
that?
You didn't give me a lift here, I'd be like, that's one of the most offensive things I've ever heard. You're not a decent person. You're a sick puppy.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, they are dry. It's no, and I don't think they're that healthy. I think it's all just, yeah.
No, I don't think it's healthy.
It's marketing.
Mug's game, though.
That's marketing. It's no, what about this? What about this? Every ad, the ad shouldn't have these big budgets. Save that for the movies. You ever see a movie and you're like, all these ads, the production value is too good. You should only get £50 budget for your ad. And no professional actors. It has to be the CEO of the company. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, because if they get these good-looking people and all these, you know, beautiful animations whizzing around, it's not right. You get the guy, the CEO, that could be like, oh, yep, I've got this great new drink. Try it out. We need to,
More desperate, please.
Desperate, please.
Straight down the barrel.
Equality, that's an equal society, isn't it? Everybody spends 50 quid. Mm-hmm. They promote their own products.
See, that's against what most of these companies are after, though, isn't it?
What, equality?
Yeah, like capitalism.
Yeah, the free
market.
We
just need way less greed overall. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, unless you're pro-greed there, Stuart.
No. I don't want my silence to be a tacit endorsement.
Very quiet.
That's all it takes for evil to
complicit.
Prosper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good people who sat by and said nothing.
You don't like greed?
A poor greed.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Absolutely.
What about gluttony greed?
Oh, I'm so down on these gluttonous people. It's just wrong. Yeah. The only time you should look into someone else's bowl is to see if they've had enough.
That should be on the Weetabix advert. That should be it.
My mum has that tattooed on her, on her lower back.
I'm going to put that up as an affirmation in my bedroom. Yeah.
She's not my biological, but she's just a woman that makes me call her mother.
This is all a quote coming out of Seinfeld for the speech bubble.
Do you call digestives chocolate wheaten in Australia? Is that a thing? Have you ever heard of that?
Wow. I've just called them digestives.
Aye.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my gran once asked me to get a chocolate wheaten, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And it turns out she meant digestives, and then I Googled it, and they said the only place that's still called that is Australia. But
she spent a lot of time in Australia.
Wow. Did she?
No, she's just lives in the past.
Right. I think we used to call it.
The way you talk to your grandma, what the fuck did you just say? What's that supposed to mean? I'll have you all. I'm a slab boy from way back.
I don't even really know what a slab boy is. I know it's for that John Byrne fucking
play. They hit
play.
Things off the slabs, don't they?
Yeah, I think paint is involved, aren't there? People who make paint. Ah, and yeah. That's how he got into painting. Right. He goes, I want to do a painting of my own.
I read an interview with him and he basically was like, I never take a day off. If you take a day off, you're an amateur. Every day you should be working. And I was like, I quite admired the work ethic, I'd also be like, he seems quite miserable, to be honest.
Yeah.
Not written that one on the wall.
No.
Yeah, take a day off.
Do you find it easy to take days off, Sam?
Well, today is my day off from touring and I came in to do the podcast. Ah. So maybe I do have that work ethic.
No?
Mm. Yeah.
You're a regular slab boy yourself?
Maybe I am a bit of a slab boy. All right. Yeah. Okay. Get out of the squinty bridge, cause a bit of trouble.
You were mentioning that you'd passed by the Hydro last time you were here. Would you ever see yourself playing? Would you like to ever play like a big arena or anything?
What are you talking about? What, me in the Hydro? Oh,
yeah. Do like a 5-minute set of the Hydro.
It'd be great. Wow. You'd be able to utilise the big screens well, I think.
Really? It seems like a lot of pressure. I did see Michael McIntyre in his show.
Uh-huh.
I went to watch it in a big venue. And I thought it was going to be like no good. Do you know what I mean? Because You're like, there's just like so many advertisements for his Funko Pop. I'm like, what is Michael McIntyre he's trying to sell Funko Pops. Like there's all these ads and for his merchandise. And sorry if his people are watching this. I'm a big fan and I want to be on the wheel so badly. I want to be spin me around. I'll pretend I'm in the microwave. Let's go, Michael. But they, what are we talking about here? It was a beautiful show.
Yeah.
He is so funny. Like when he comes out and he, at one point he took because he had all the merchandise, the cheap shirts and stuff. I was like, oh, but as soon as he's on, he takes it pretty seriously.
Yeah.
He was like, at one point he drank some water and he apologized. He was like, I'm so sorry, that wasn't funny. Like he's always wants to be pumping out the gags. He was like, I'm sorry, that was a wasted moment.
Yeah.
Like he is, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of being a child.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
Going just to see like Carl Barron at the Moncrief Theatre. And I remember my dad had just had a skin cancer cut out of his neck and he had stitches and I was embarrassed to be sitting next to him. But then I thought, you know, you can't be embarrassed because my friends from school were across the way. And I was like, they're going to make fun of me because my dad's got some weird, you know, stitches from his neck. And I thought, I'm proud of my dad's neck. You know what I mean? And I saw this boy watching the Michael McIntyre. This is, what's that song? Dancing in the Dark came on.
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen. And he's there. It's just some gawky kid, like much like myself, sitting next to his parents, and they're both singing along, and he was just watching them, and he was so proud of his parents. It was really beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
Like, he's like, yeah, and they're singing along, and he was, you know, people talk about being proud of, you know, the people's children. I like when a child is proud of their parent. I think that's really nice.
Yeah.
Imagine that was a review of Michael McIntyre.
Four stars. Yeah, so if I was to play the Hydro and give someone that experience, you know, then I would sign me up right now. Yeah.
And actually you do make drinking water funny because in one of your specials when you picked up, there was some music played.
So oh, yeah.
McIntyre could have taken a leaf out of your book.
Oh, no. I think I want to be on the wheel, so good. Have you seen his show, The Wheel?
Yeah.
You spin around.
What would your subject be?
My subject on the wheel.
Surely the Royals, surely.
The Royal Family, oh, not bad. Maybe textures.
Textures?
Mm. Yeah.
There's different textures.
Like my favourite textures.
Mm.
What would that be?
Distressed concrete.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I just laugh my head off.
Maybe if that concrete went to Michael McIntyre, it wouldn't be so distressed at all.
Oh, yeah. What's your favourite texture? Let's be honest.
I would say, what would you call it? Suede. I like suede.
Suede.
Aye.
Crushed velvet.
Crushed velvet, really?
Mm-hmm. You should see my living room.
Well, yeah, I'd like to. Is it clad with...
It's all concrete.
Yeah. Couldn't afford the crushed velvet. No, there's loads of crushed velvet in there.
What about satin sheets?
Sheets. Can we put some music over this piece? It's quite beautiful.
Yeah, cool.
Satin sheets.
I like a good heavy cotton, like a thick cotton. Oh,
crushed cotton.
Mm. For sure, why not?
Oh, I actually get my shoes made out of suede.
You got them made out of suede?
Yeah, they're blue.
Do you get them made?
Yeah.
Who do you get them to make them?
No idea.
Sorry? Do you really?
My manager.
Thompson's.
You've got a guy who makes you shoes. Is this real?
Tom Parker, his name is. He's my manager and he got me my suede shoes.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Quite crazy.
Is that real? Oh, that's scary. That's really nice of him. Yeah,
yeah, no,
I'm sure I sort of had that relationship with Boyd.
I'll put you in touch with him.
He just takes 60%. Is that good?
Yeah. Maybe we'll get him.
Listen, he's a member of Hamas, but he's a good guy. Imagine bleeping the whole thing except for one word.
It's like a redacted document. From
yeah. Oh, I love a redacted document. Yeah. In like old prison letters where they'd black out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of exciting.
There was an old trick that I wonder if it would work on this, but did you remember, did you ever get scratch cards and use a lighter and see if it had prizes under it?
No.
Oh.
Under the scratch cards. It was an old trick.
Did it work?
No,
you could see who killed Kennedy by doing that, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that would work for them.
Imagine redacted. That's how they revealed it was a scratch card. You scratch it off. This is who did it.
Just nobody had ever thought to do that. So, I thought that was...
Got three grassy knolls in there.
I reckon he's still alive.
That's good.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon a lot of them are.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a place where they are spending time together.
Mm-hmm.
Epstein's Island.
No, don't. When I think, definitely, I do agree in Ireland, but not. You know, I'm sure he's. Cuba.
So Tupac is potentially.
Is that what they reckon?
Apparently, that's what they think he is. Aye.
Gosh, imagine if we found out no one had ever died, and all people who reckon they've died have just, yeah, as you say, an old trick, figured out this other place where we go.
Some people do think that.
Do
in a sense.
Do you have
heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy theories? Do you have any of your own?
I'm one of the more conspiratorial people. Yeah. I can't really keep a lid on my paranoid delusions.
What we're talking?
Ooh, biggest conspiracies. Wait, no. Wait, I mean, give us any topic and I'll hit you with one of my conspiracies based on it.
Water bottles.
Water bottles, we don't need them.
I don't know if that's a conspiracy. Strictly.
We don't need a vessel. We don't need a. We're bringing back lakes and watering holes.
Yeah.
So you could, do you think that water would just sit on its own if the bottle wasn't containing it?
Have you seen A Bug's Life?
Do you know, I was thinking that looks so satisfying on A Bug's Life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got the whole routine thing. About that.
Have you?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh.
You can come and see me at the show. Can we get the links flying past?
Yep.
Yeah, it's just all pictures of Mark Silcox.
With a few links and you have to click the link. Ah, no, I've got a Silcox. Ah, no, a Silcox.
All pop-ups, yeah.
Can we add that? Is that hard to add?
I think we could add that.
Yeah, we're paying an edit. You heard the man.
You heard the man.
Yeah, we could do that.
What about hippos? Any theories on them?
Sorry?
Hippos? Hippopotamuses?
Do we need them?
Oh, they are one of the more dangerous ones out there.
Yeah, the most dangerous.
Are they saying they're most dangerous?
They're deadly, man.
Even worse than guns.
They've got a good marketing department.
Yeah, and it's all at night, hey. Like, they're so peaceful during the day. They lie in there, and then at night they just, it all comes out of them, and they start trampling on people, right?
They're the fastest animals in the world.
Hippos, yeah. Are they?
That can't be true.
No.
He said it confidently.
I mean, I was convinced as well. But that's, what about birds?
Faster.
Really?
If a bird, have you seen a bird walking? Slow.
Yeah, it's not a
bird. It can be faster than like a lion or one of these fast animals.
Yeah. Faster than a horse?
Over what distance?
What?
You're talking shit. Man.
What?
Yeah.
Over what distance?
No, they would have hippos in the Grand National if that was the case.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know if that's true.
They do.
They could go over the fence, mind you, but...
I do know they move quick.
Yeah, speedy. Yeah. 40 miles per hour.
But they can only go in one direction. They can't turn. So how you stop them.
That's how you trick them.
You just need 100 meters.
And they swim fast as well.
How do you know all this?
I like hippos.
I went to a zoo in Japan and there was... I think I mentioned it before where
these
I saw the big salamander.
These are all the animals
salamander.
That never made the cut.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There was the panda Ling Ling who died and you could buy a figurine of Ling Ling pre and post death. In the gift shop.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy? You could buy like a, you know, the dead Ling Ling as a figurine, yeah.
Well, did they have it in like a case like Vladimir Lenin or something?
Did they have a size shot?
Yeah.
Tongue out.
So it's kind of interesting.
Why would that be commercially available, the dead version?
I think the dead one was outselling the alive one. We just need to be reminded of this stuff. Does that printer work?
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't talk about stuff that's not within the, you know, the home viewer can't see this.
One episode where
he wasn't here one time and we had to do it ourselves and we put the printer on by accident and it started printing halfway through the episode.
What was it printing?
I don't know, just like
I think it was just the generating instructions.
They love doing that.
Logins and shit, they're alone to themselves.
Yeah.
It's annoying how much technology progresses and yet the printer still remains just as shite as it has been.
Yeah, and it's always trying to take on more work. He goes, yep, I'll scan all facts. It's like, we just need you to nail the printer. Yeah. Got to get that right. Yeah, and a weird cable that to go into it. It's like almost like a cable that is just for printers.
That's true. The wee two circles.
Horrible, that. To give them their due, what I do like is the little arm that sticks out and catches the paper. That's pretty cool.
That's a nice touch.
Oh, yeah, what, like the...
The little tray thing, the extendable. That's good.
Sometimes when I open the tray and that, it knows I've opened the tray and it gets the wee ink guys ready to be replaced.
They love firing up.
How do they know?
Yeah, that's so they're good at that.
They can communicate. Yeah, they are pretty.
We've done a complete 180. That's remarkable what they can do.
Well, I mean, what is your experience with 3D printers?
There's a spider, look.
Zero.
Sorry? Oh, oh, wow.
Just chilling in the armrest.
Can we zoom? You can't zoom in on that, can you?
Probably.
Can you zoom in on that?
It's on the move. It's on the move.
Well, he is small. How did you see that from the... Wow.
Yeah, I've got good eyes.
He came down like a Mission Impossible. Like
it
straight.
It was really fun.
I should have done a dust of this place before.
No. Maybe the big animal that's got the biggest size difference?
Spider.
Is it a really... Mm. Oh, you can get a really small one and quite a big one?
You could get like 500 Russian dolls of spiders inside each other.
Really?
Surely a fish.
Aye, fish.
Well,
but that's not the same type of fish.
Or is it then I guess the same argument.
Should we have
applies,
this for humans so we can have like really tiny ones and really huge ones? Or do you think that's just going to be even more problems?
Well, already there's a big disparity. Like, you know, height is a hot topic amongst people, and we've not got that much difference between us right now. So I could only imagine.
It's a hot topic at the moment.
No, I just feel like generally people, you know, it's a big thing. People get asked their height and that kind of stuff in the dating.
No one's been talking to me about it. Maybe in your tall world there's been a lot of discussion at your secret meetings. Eh? The great tall guys. What are you, a 12 footer?
Yes.
Do you like spiders?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt this one, yeah.
Have you ever held one?
Yeah. I would touch a spider, I guess, yeah.
You've seen dangerous ones in Australia?
Yeah. But it's not as big a thing as people reckon.
Not in the cities and all that anyway. It's more out in the
sticks.
Yeah.
It would be scary. When I was in Sydney and we went...
You love Australia. Your WhatsApp picture is you with a koala.
I've seen it. That was in the last day before I went home in 2020.
Can that guy come on the screen?
I'll do that.
Am I giving too much work to the editing team?
Yes.
I'm going to need that to fly across.
I'll be getting a few messages.
I've zoomed in on the spider, but... What were you sorry?
I can't remember.
You saw us.
Oh, yeah. We were up these hills or whatever, the mountains, but to get up to the top, you had to go through all this grass, and it just said... Beware of spiders, of snakes, sorry. And I was like, that's fucked up. I was scared a lot. So I guess you just get used to it if you're further.
Yeah. I don't know anyone who's been personally affected in any way by that kind of thing.
No. Less by a snake?
By a snake, no. Only good experiences.
Mm. What about sharks? I was scared to go in the water when I was
Australia. Oh, really? Nah, you got to swim. There's like three of them. They're not that bad.
No. Although, actually, when I was in Perth, we were in the Swan River, and then the next day...
It's full of jellyfish.
Well, the next day, a girl actually got eaten by a shark, and everyone was slagging me because I didn't want to jump in the water in case that happened, and then it did.
Mm.
So I don't want to say that I was happy that was proved right, but I certainly was proved right.
Yeah, I just think if it's going to happen, it will happen to you no matter what. So you've just got to live your life. Just go in there. Yeah.
Fate. You believe in fate?
Yeah, big time, yeah. You're into fate again, do you not?
Yeah, within reason, yeah, sure.
What reason?
I don't believe fate brought me here today with you guys. Okay. I think it was...
You don't believe that things are predetermined?
No, although I was reading about this. There was a study, the end of last year. This is a glasses on.
Yeah, can we please?
Yeah, hang on.
This guy's a Calvinist. No, he's not.
A leading neurobiologist in America, I think it was Washington University, they decided that free will is basically an illusion.
Marketing.
So
free will is an illusion.
Yeah, but it was more. It wasn't that.
But he swam up. He jumped over.
He,
jumped
over that kid. He was deadly. That guy.
When did he see in the cinema?
Because of like marketing and stuff. Marketing.
No, it was more that like
advertising.
Rather than it being predetermined, it's just like, you know, you're born a certain class with a certain amount of money, and that narrows your world, and then blah 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 blah, and mm-hmm. your world gets narrowed as you go on, and it's like there's only a small set of things that you could do.
Yeah. Nothing is in our control, and even the stuff that we think's in our control. We're biologically predetermined to make those choices, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, so that's kind of a good message to just not be too stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah.
That's true. Wow.
Do you think fate brought you here today?
Oh, absolutely. In an email. It was such a nice email.
Thank you.
And you just guessed the email as well. That was pretty lucky.
Yeah, no, I had several million tries.
Oh yeah, what was your? How'd you get in there?
I have my spies.
Oh my god.
Sam, are you only contactable by email?
I'm big on email. Yeah.
Because when I played golf with your friend, as I take it, you and Sam are good friends, and he needed to contact you, and he fucking emailed you.
Yeah.
Which is not how I get in close to, you know, with one of my close mates.
Do you still not have a smartphone?
No, I do now because I went to. Where did I go to? Oh, to Spain, and I didn't want to get lost.
Did you?
Went to Valencia.
Do you have it in black and white, though?
Yeah, it is still in black and white.
Because I tried that recently. I only found out you could do that recently. But then, see, while I was reading the article about how you can do that, later in the article, it then said, but our studies showed that it didn't stop people using it any less. So I just was like, fuck, I'll just change it back. But
someone
do you think,
was telling me there's going to be a super app soon where it's like everything just as one. Because I think that's the problem when you've got too many and you're like, frequenting. Someone told me recently they call it the patrol, where it's like you go to this one, then you go to this one, and then you go to this one, and it's that. Yeah, I think if it was just one lump, maybe that could be what it's called. That would be better.
The lump.
Suddenly
lump.
You're just checking mailboxes in all these different areas. It's like,
yeah,
it's too much.
What about the VR headsets and all of that? Because people are getting them now, and then they're just sitting doing this, aren't they? I suppose it's kind of like these glasses a wee bit actually. Maybe if they got the VR headsets, where they could just be like this.
I think they've been trying.
Yeah, because they're fucking massive still, aren't they?
Well, I think they're just going to put it straight into your brain pretty soon.
Brain chip.
Yeah.
Did you get one of them?
Oh, yeah. Even if it didn't work, I'd just be proud to be part of it all.
Just hope it's not the same guys that are making the printers.
Yeah. HP.
But they are good, though, the printers, as we discussed.
Laser jet. They do make stuff, so laser jet. You're like,
sounds cool, doesn't it?
It does sound. Yeah. They're trying to keep it exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be new paper sizes hopefully soon.
Oh yeah,
new paper sizes.
Yeah, round paper.
All right.
All four. We're always heading towards a circle of any kind. We're wasting our time with these shapes.
Yeah, circle life phones. Is a circle, a lot of people say.
Remember those phones that were kind of like circles but they had points as well? It was like a Nokia, I'm sure.
No,
I think if you're a circle but you got a point, you're wasting your time, surely. All in or all out.
It was like a circle,
like
but then added 2 points on it. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you believe me?
Oh, yeah, big, yeah. The cameras are getting crazy on the phones. It used to be they want to keep it really small and just like not, you don't even notice it. Now they're really protruding out like these sort of like, it's like the human eye, how it evolved. I don't think we even had them. And then they slowly, like people wanted to see light so badly that they slowly popped out.
Think so? You think they're evolving at the same in the same mechanism?
Yeah, I really think the eye. Yeah, well, I mean, what is the camera, but the eye of the phone? And they are. Don't you notice? They are really. Even the ad, I saw the ad for the new one, and it's like these three like
massive
prongs.
Yeah.
It's like soon, they were really.
That's that Google cool. Pixel one, and it's like showing you, it's like, you know, you're taking a selfie, and then you can choose. You can
crop your mates out.
Like, yeah, or you can put like, if you take 3 photos and like one person looks better in one than the other, you'd swap them in. And
yeah, it creeps me out, that advert. I don't like seeing that.
Yeah, there is so many creepy advertisements. Yeah.
Give them 50 quid.
Yeah.
Get the CEO down.
Yeah, there is. Oh, it's not okay.
How was Taskmaster? Good laugh.
Did you win it?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't think it's really that competitive.
No.
Yeah.
What was the prize?
You get a trophy.
To do 5 at the rap party.
Yeah, you get you win a trophy, a gold head of the guy.
An unpaid gig at 21 so.
Yeah. Unpaid. They you get just the trophy of the head and more opportunities in the media landscape, fingers crossed, eyes on the prize.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Well, it's manifested already.
Absolutely.
Did you see the style that you've developed, Sam? Did you always have that when you were starting out in comedy, or did you try different things?
Oh yeah, I tried still trying. Always be building, never showcase. Yeah, I still bomb all the times, mostly.
Do you? No, that could be true.
I'm always bombing.
No, yeah. You're not.
Yeah, yeah.
But that, do you know the thing I remember thinking when I'd seen you first was that it felt like
this guy is not getting any laughs.
The opposite, actually, because I just felt like there was so many people that had already seen you were so on board. Because at first I'm like, what? Like, I was like, oh, this guy is interesting, but it felt like so many people had already were in on it.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's an interesting thing. But I guess it must be a hard road to get to that point where everyone's on board, and then for there you can take it in more interesting places.
Yeah, I don't know. I always think it's like you almost shouldn't worry about it too much, because some crowds are just there and then some it's just never going to happen, you know. They're just going to stare at you and you can't, like, afterwards, you know, these people who, like, turn into a puddle afterwards and it's like, oh, this and I bombed. And it's like, who cares? Like, it's over and then there will be the new one. You must, yeah. That's the best thing about it.
That's true, actually. You don't get
stressed when you're...
I mean, I still do, but I try not to be. I want to be a sandcastle and I will always be able to rebuild, you know.
That's true.
I want to be the sand king of my sandcastle with a perfect sand prostate.
I was thinking when you went to see Sam, were you sitting next to
him? Yeah, I think I told you this, Sam, but I was sitting next to Alan Carr.
The chatty man!
And you know what? He was good as gold. He didn't chat once.
Really?
He was loving it.
He was laughing?
And I don't know him at all. We arrived separately, but we were sat together, and he would laugh at one of your jokes, and then he would laugh to me again. He'd go, and he'd do like an impression of Alan Carr to me.
Wow!
So I got to watch two shows that night.
Did you get to chatting to the guy?
No, I never actually. Give him some space. No,
just
he gets enough chatting in his, you know.
It's exciting to have a celeb in.
Always.
Yeah. You must get that quite a lot now, particularly in London at the Fringe and stuff. You'll get the big names in. Do you like to be aware of that, or do you just not want to know who's in?
Oh yeah, you never want to know that someone's in. Aye. You know what? God forbid a friend comes, it's horrible. They're like, I'm here. You're like, what are you doing? It's wrong.
Aye, because that's the thing, isn't it? It's like however they see it go on the night, it's how they think it'll always be.
Yeah. They got no clue. Like, it's people, they're simpletons. But yeah, you don't have that much control. You've just got to go.
You're on Would I Lie to You? Was there any stories from that they didn't use that were like truth stories?
I think they used a lot of it, yeah.
Did they?
I wanted to
see if you could tell us one and we would see if it's true or false.
To tell a story that I told on that they...
That no one's seen.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I think I told two, I think. It all happened so quickly. And you're next to this guy, Lee Mack. He's a comedy sprinkler. He's like... So you've got to be... Like, they're filming for a bit, and you're like, I've got to say something here. I've got to throw something out there.
Is it hard to get your bits in like that?
He's just that he is really, really quick.
You follow comedy a lot, and you're quite a kind of comedy sort of, efficient. Like, you watch so much stuff, and
I've never seen anything.
But do you like to kind of keep on top of, like, everything comedy-wise, like, for old stuff to what's going on now and different?
Oh, a little bit, I guess. I'm reading Buster Keaton's book. A book about him. When he started, they didn't have... Well, yeah, he was there when they, like, started doing movies properly.
Yeah.
Like, they had screens, and they're like, nah, it'll never really work. They couldn't even think of a name for it for ages. It was called, like, Zoolotropin, all these other names. And then they're like, motion picture. And then... Someone was like, yeah, they're actually getting pretty good. And Buster Keaton's dad, Joe Keaton, who they're acting, he started when he was a really little kid, and he would just kind of kick him and throw him around and stuff like that. The dad would.
And that's where he got all his sort of...
Yeah, he became just like a... And he was, you know, he was called Buster Keaton, you know who gave him that name?
Who?
Harry Houdini.
Really?
Yeah.
The magician?
Yeah, he was friends with his parents, and he goes, this kid keeps falling over. We're old Buster over here. And then he was at they're like, at one point, they're like, oh, he was getting into this new music called Jazz. And that was jazz, but they hadn't turned the S's into Z's. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And he's hanging out with Fatty Arbuckle. They're trying to buy a gravel pit. It's a really good book.
And I suppose they were doing then with the like before the talkies came along, they were basically doing what Rowan Atkinson does, not ever talking.
Yeah, there is something to it. I think they do talk about, like, it kind of lost a bit of the magic when they started talking.
Aye.
Like, film stars were bigger then than they have ever been because, I don't know, there was just something so what was that word, ethereal about it.
And that carried over, I think, because like when you hear about Hitchcock, they talk about Hitchcock saying when the plot's been done and all that, and then you add the dialogue like as an afterthought.
Yeah.
I didn't really care that much about the dialogue. Well, you'd think that would be quite sort of important in comedy still, because obviously certain things have got to be said a certain way. But I suppose so much is about the plot and then just, yeah, you know, putting somebody underneath, you know, getting them to push the fucking piano up the stairs or whatever the fuck it is.
The guy who wrote Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan or something, that's what he said. Dialogue's the last thing he thinks about. Yeah. Just the cherry on.
I mean, maybe we could do, just a bit of silent, a bit silent of silent comedy. Podcast.
Yeah.
Should we try that just a little bit?
Yeah.
Just still. It's not quite, it doesn't have quite the same magic.
I do think in the silent films they were still moving.
Yeah.
It wasn't also dark.
and it wasn't available primarily in an audio form.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's, yeah. I'm going to try this stuff.
Would you ever like to get involved in the motion pictures, Sam? Because you've been a comedy sort of whirlwind and stand-up and all that sort of stuff. Would you like to think that you would move on to do more
loved
stuff?
Loved your blaps, by the way.
Thanks, dude. That's nice of you.
Yeah, no, it was great. Fantastic.
Oh, I really liked them as well.
Oh, thanks, Jim. They didn't move too well.
So what about that?
Jesus Christ.
I prefer the BBC Three one, to be honest. No, they were no, they were both great. I did like the what was the name of the book? Alien.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Alien Attack or something?
Yeah, something
Alien
like that.
President? It's all aliens, isn't it?
Would you like to do more of that stuff, like you write and act and stuff in?
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah. I don't mind a bit of that kind of stuff. No. It's a long, acting and it's not something I'm super confident with.
No.
I'm not good at when you've got stuff to do. I was in a sitcom called Bloods about paramedics. And whenever I had stuff, like there was a bit where I had to drive and I was like we were on the back of a trailer and so I was like fake driving, but I was just going like crazy. You know? this is wrong. Yeah, but it's pretty fun, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
With stand-up,
I wouldn't mind playing Rumpelstiltskin in an adaptation.
I could see that.
Yeah, don't you reckon he'd be pretty good?
No, it'd be cool, yeah. Yeah. What was his vibe again? What did he do?
Rumpelstiltskin. Okay, so let me set the scene.
Yeah.
This is some guy is bragging about his daughter. He's like, she's so good. She has been doing some of the best weaving yet. And everyone's like, oh, we got to catch some of this. And the king finds out. He's like, yeah, so. And he's lying. The dad, he's just full of it. He's just lying. Mm. He goes, yeah, she can weave hay into gold pretty much. It's pretty good. And the king's like, geez, I wouldn't mind seeing that. And he goes, oh, yeah, maybe. And he goes, no, you better show me. Like, I think there is, and the king's like maybe threatening to chop off his head, or there's something going on where he's like, I'm going to need to see that. And he's like, oh, yeah, maybe. But he goes, I'm going to need to see that tomorrow. And the dad's like, goes home, and he's like, oh, I have told the king that you can weave hay into gold. Can you? Do you reckon you could do that? And she's like, what? No, I can't do that. Then luckily, this is where Rumpelstiltskin comes in. He is a famous imp. Well, not famous, but he is this imp. And he's like, I could do that. I could help you out with this. And she's like, really? And he goes, absolutely. If we make a deal. Mm. And she's like, any deal, we've got to do this. And he goes, let me. And back then, firstborns. So, but now they're called an eldest child. But back then, firstborns were huge and everyone wanted to get their hands on one.
Yeah.
So Rumpelstiltskin's like, give us your firstborn. She hasn't had their firstborn yet. And do you know what I mean? She doesn't even have it. So she's like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, because that's the future girl that's thinking about that.
It's like the Amazon trial or something.
It is exactly like a demo trial. Yes, yes, yeah. You're like, oh, I'll pay that. You know, yeah, you've entered the deed and he's got her details. He's got the firstborn. So he weaves this. The king sees it. He's like, this is so good. I'm going to need to marry her. And the dad's like, do you want to see her? And he goes, no, let's do it. And so they just get married. He loves this golden promise that has been made. And then she gets pregnant and she remembers. She's like,
oh fuck.
I have promised that. Oh, I have promised. Oh, I have promised a firstborn to this imp. And then he shows up again and he's like, oh, yes, I see you are about to have a baby and it's all going to be mine. And she's like, oh, is there any way we can we discuss this? You know, this was before and now I'm really attached to this sort of zygote. And then he goes, okay, if you guess my name tomorrow morning, I'll give you this firstborn. Yes. And people are like, why would he do that? That seems, and this is the gambler's mindset. It is a disease, and never has an illness been this thrilling. He's so, I'm serious. He, like, do you know what I mean? If you know people who have this, that is, it makes sense that he's done that. Uncut Gems. And so and so the next morning, she follows him into a, she wants to, and he goes, if you can guess my name, I will. Yeah, the deal is off, and I won't get my greasies on this firstborn. So the next day, she follows him to a cafe and watches him order, and that's how she learned his name.
And it all goes back to the people in the cafes. That's where they recruit them.
Exactly.
Come full circle.
It has. We've turned hay into gold. So I would like to play Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
Really cool. I think we could sort that.
Yeah, because you're
an AI to write it.
Impish people, they're not very represented in the media.
No. And you are quite impish, I would say, Sam, if you don't make me sense.
How would you describe an imp? What would you say?
Cheeky as hell, I would say.
Anemic, too much gum in the smile. Yeah. You know, just not
goblin
really,
adjacent.
Goblin adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
An imp. There's a football team called the Red Imps.
Lincoln Red Imps. They're from Gibraltar because they beat Celtic in a qualifier once. The Lincoln Red Imps, they're called.
Wow, you laugh and you learn. Yeah, no, it is true. Yeah, the imps. Can we get some imps coming? I can send them through. I've got a hard drive full of imp pics.
Is that right? Yeah. Is that legal?
They're always rubbing their hands like flies.
Right. Mm. Is that what you used to hack into the British Library?
Next time you guys are in London, I'll take you to the British Library. I'm a member.
I'd love to go.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Full of books I've stolen from other countries.
No, that's the museum. Oh.
These are books they've paid.
Try to do a bit of satire over
here. Done a bit. Oh,
no, people do come in and always, they always do go into the library asking to see the, what is it, the Rosetta Stone.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Because they think teaches you French.
Yeah. Old Duolingo now.
Wow. The glasses added to
it. Yeah, I just happened to put them on as I said it. I wasn't doing it.
We should just have you wearing them every episode next day, I think. It'd be.
But just hitting it with the shittest chat you've ever heard in your life and doing it like 40 times an episode.
It's like those, is it CSI or something? It says a zinger and it does that. It's pretty cool.
Mm.
Or one of those.
Remember
programs?
The Thug Life things they used to do? Remember they'd always put that on there?
Do you remember the Shutter Shades in 2000 and, you know, around 2012?
Can you? Mm.
I was thinking they should do Venetian, you know, like Venetian blinds. Right? Up and down. That could help him rehabilitate.
I think so.
That's going to bring people together.
Yeah.
Finally.
There's too much hate in the world.
That's true. How do we solve it, Sam?
It's all communication, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doing podcasts, basically.
I think podcasting is the answer. Yeah.
I don't know what the question is.
Yeah. Get Zelensky and Putin on the Adam Buxton show. Let them just go for it.
Well, listen, Sam, that about covers it, I believe. For this.
I think that's a straight.
Was that all right? I never know. I just, was that okay? Was it serious enough? Was it too foolish? Are we?
And it was no, perfect. Any man. Closing remarks?
Closing remarks.
Any more links you'd like us to put up on the?
Maybe just the Olympic rings. Yeah. Can you put them up there?
The Olympics.
Get excited, they're coming.
That was a big deal for you growing up, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think about it a lot. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was just.
Is that 2000?
Yeah.
Sydney, was it?
It was in Sydney, but it was also in Melbourne, and then the next it's going to be in Brisbane.
Wow,
it's incredible.
What's your favorite Olympic event?
Well, Australia always does very well at the swimming, but my favorite event, I don't mind a bit of shot put and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you might be able to throw stuff, but you can only have it your chin.
Yeah, exactly.
I was pretty good at that in school.
Ooh, maybe we could end it, but could you? Shot put something into the camera to end the show.
Smash the lens.
What can we have there? So let's get Mark Silcox's head. You hold it there. Hold it there.
Sam, we will need you to edit this.
Yeah, yeah. I'll add that in. Oh, yeah. Do you want to do one more? Okay. Add.
Right, no.
Into which one? Oh, we're all going to do it.
All right. No, I just thought you were doing it.
Oh, no, we should all do one.
No, Hippo winning the 100 metres.
Okay.
Three.
Any of this one then?
One.
Yeah, if you send me the files, I'll add them in.
I can do that. Sam, it's been a pleasure having you in here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And obviously, just before we go, Sam, how can people follow you, man?
Just send me an email.
We'll put that in the description as well. At McDonald's Comedy, if you'd like to see some of Sam's stuff, including your very funny appearances recently on Would I Like You? And
but no pressure.
Cats Does Countdown, very funny stuff. And you've got your special companion on YouTube.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
Guy, wow. Do you guys are so.
And you're coming back to Glasgow?
In June at the King's Theatre.
As ever, just please remember to like and subscribe, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and you can follow us at SomeLapPod on Instagram, TikTok and Twitter, and send any question you've got to the email address, which is somelapppod@gmail.com. Aside from that, guys, thanks a lot for tuning in, and we'll speak to you very soon.
Thank you. Cheers, Sam.
Thanks, and be careful out there, guys.